Now, what would a feng shui expert say about the paper house? Feng shui is that ancient Chinese practice ensuring the proper flow of energy, or qi, in one's environment. People redesign their homes and their gardens along feng shui principles, but their hair? Bill Yamaguchi is a salon owner in Los Angeles who offers feng shui hair consultations and cuts. We asked him to explain how this works over the phone using a picture of my current do.
The question I'd like to ask you, first of all, is that if you were to describe yourself, Madeline, through colors, any color in this world, what two colors describe who you are right now?
Right this minute?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I didn't get a lot of sleep, so I'd say gray at this moment.
Okay. And one more.
I'd say yellow for the optimistic hope that I'll get some sleep tonight.
Perfect. Okay. Let me share with you what these colors associate themselves with in feng shui.
Okay.
The gray means that somebody who's very meticulous and organized and very structured, they need to get things done. Then the yellow color, which is the earth element in feng shui, is that somebody who's very motherly, they're very nurturing, they're caregivers, they're very supportive type of individuals.
Okay, we're getting a long way from hair. How does this apply to a hairstyle?
Okay. The balancing element to that gray, that metal element, is wood. Somebody who needs to make sure that they don't take life too serious. They allow themselves to be a little bit more playful. That style is going to be more of a tousled hairstyle, more of a free-flowing type of cut. Utilize a chocolate brown color if you're going to color the hair.
What about going blonde?
No.
No? It's a fantasy of mine.
Wigs, honey.
Well, thank you very much.
Oh, Madeline, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Billy Yamaguchi is the owner and founder of the Yamaguchi Salons in California.